Hello, Governor.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my friend. How are you?
Fine, fine. How are you, Mr. President?
Fine. I just talked to the Vice President. He told me he'd had a good visit with you.
Well, he suggested that I call you.
Yes?
We called on him as President Betancourt and President Figueres and myself this afternoon. And we feel that it is of the highest importance to get this this resolution approved by the OAS. I think they're about to meet, or they are meeting, to creating the Inter-American Force.
Yes, we're working on it. Columbia had some objections. They wanted us to change the language around where might give us some serious problems here, but I just told Bundy to try to work it out to accommodate them.
Well, I think anything that can be done within reason to get that it hasn't got any votes. The U.S. resolution has no votes to pass now, but it may need too many. It may need perhaps two or three. Anything within reason that can be done to get it through, I think should be done. Because it's not only just a Santo Domingo case. We want to have a precedent for some machinery. For something may happen in Cuba someday, and we'd need the machinery beforehand.
Yes. Why don't you talk to Mike Bundy about it? I just finished talking to him 5 minutes ago and told him to go ahead. And he thought that with our willingness to kind of go along with the Colombia attitude, that it would roll all right.
The Colombia attitude, as I understand it, is they want the forces to be placed directly under the OAS for some juridical reason or other.
Yeah, well, that gives us quite serious problems, you could understand. But I told him to try to work it out, and I think he will.
Well, shall I talk to him then?
Yes, I'd talk to him right now.
I'll do that.
I'm awfully grateful to you. Abe has told me about it, the Vice President's told me about it, and I appreciate it very much.
We know this is a very, very serious situation, and it may be a blessing in disguise for the future if we can get the right principles approved now.
Yes, sir, I think that's right.
We're doing everything we can to help it along, Mr.
President. Thank you. You're going to be in town a day or two?
A day or two, that's about all.
Maybe you can come by and have coffee with me.
Okay.
Give me a ring in the morning. Call Jack Bellini in the morning, and let's see how our schedule is. See if we can't take time to buy you a cup of coffee. I'd like to obligate you anyway for about 10 cents worth.
Okay.
How's that sweet wife of yours?
She's fine. She's fine. She sends you her best regards.
I sent word the other day to you. I told her that I loved her the most, but I thought she was the best speaker. But you're a pretty good guy yourself.
Yeah, but I think she's a much better speaker myself.
I've been representing Puerto Rico a long time, and I guess I still have to, even though you are no longer running the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye.